Disguise surprise. Getting news and information the easy way. This is the second part of our series on undercover reporting. One of Britain's most famous undercover reporters is Mazen Mahmoud, otherwise known as the fake sheik. He works for the News of the World newspaper, and he's been responsible for some of their biggest news stories. The fake sheik nickname comes from one of his most famous disguises. This consists of long white robes and a headscarf, which gives him the appearance of a wealthy Arabian sheik. The paper he works for claims that Mahmoud has put more than 130 criminals behind bars, some of whom have been fooled by the fake sheik disguise. Mahmoud's other victims include politicians, footballers, models, and even members of the royal family. Here are some of his most spectacular scoops. In an undercover operation in September 2004, Mahmoud offered to sell radioactive material to suspected terrorists. The men were allegedly working for a group who were attempting to carry out attacks in the United Kingdom. In another report, Mahmoud posed as the fake sheik and talked to Newcastle football bosses Freddie Shepherd and Douglas Hall. Mahmoud secretly recorded them as they mocked Newcastle fans. In another sting, Mahmoud met up with footballer John Fashanu and offered him money to fix a match. Fashanu agreed and took a cash deposit. After being exposed, Fashanu claimed he knew about the sting and was just going along with it in order to gather evidence for the police. John Alford was a star of the popular 1980s television series called Grange Hill. Later, he became a national celebrity for his role as a firefighter in the series London's Burning. In 1997, he met Mahmoud at the Savoy Hotel. During the interview, Alford offered to supply cannabis and cocaine. He was later found guilty of drugs offences and jailed for 9 months. In his defence, Alford claimed that he was the victim of entrapment. In one of his most famous scoops, Mahmoud met up with the England national football team coach Sven-Göran Eriksson in January 2006. Mahmoud, who was dressed up as the fake sheik, was posing as a businessman interested in opening a sports academy. During the meeting, Eriksson asked Mahmoud to take over Aston Villa FC. If he did, Eriksson promised he would leave England after the World Cup and become the Aston Villa manager, and that he would approach David Beckham from Real Madrid to become captain. News of this caused a media frenzy, as it was so close to the 2006 World Cup. Beware, some people just aren't who they seem to be.